Don Reardon has won a Rasmussen Project Award grant of $7,500 to turn his novel, The Raven's Gift, into a screenplay. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has the story.
Don Reardon says he painstakingly filled out for a handful of applications and survived years of rejection before he finally won the Rasmussen grant.
Well, it's a huge honor to be amongst so many of my peers and to just know that my work's kind of been validated a little bit by the Rasmussen Foundation, and hopefully it's just kickstarting off a project here that will culminate in a film being shot at home there in Bethel and in the YK Delta at some point.
Reardon grew up in Bethel and is now an associate professor at University of Alaska Anchorage. His book, The Raven's Gift, published in the U.S. in 2013, is a post-apocalyptic love story set in Bethel and the YK Delta region. It was a 2013 Washington Post notable book and has won several awards, including 2012 Alaska Professional Communications Novel of the Year. Reardon says he passed on a Hollywood offer to buy the rights to make his book into a film because he wanted to make sure it was made at home.
I didn't want to just give up control of it when I knew there was a chance we could actually have it made in Bethel on the Kuskokwim and have local people in the movie and as a part of it. And so that was important to me, and I've always wanted to bring movies out there. I just didn't think that this was the one, and now I think maybe this will be how I get started.
Reardon says he encourages other artists not to let rejection get them down.
People should keep trying, not give up, not get discouraged by the comments. I've had some friends get some comments and feedback from the process that were really kind of discouraging to them. Never let criticism like that stop you from what you want to do.
The Rasmussen grant puts him one step closer to sharing the culture and landscape he loves through film, Reardon says, and he hopes it will inspire others from the region to use the arts to highlight the important lessons that the Yupik culture and people have to share with the world.
Reading and writing are one way, and the arts and film and music is one way to fill that void of boredom that people have, and also one way to help capture the culture and save what's there and bring the other stuff back before we lose it.
Reardon is one of about two dozen Alaskans who won a Rasmussen Project grant in 2014. Rasmussen Foundation was created in 1955. This is the 11th year of the Individual Artist Awards program. The program has awarded 338 grants totaling more than $2.7 million directly to Alaska artists. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.